Welcome to Geography 101. I'm your host, Daniel Lucas, and today we are journeying into the heart of the Sahara Desert, often imagined as an endless sea of sand. The Sahara is far more diverse and fascinating than many realize. It stretches across 11 countries and covers an area larger than the United States. This vast experience holds stories of survival, trade, culture, and nature. Together, we'll uncover the Sahara beyond the sand. The Sahara is the largest hot desert in the world. Spanning 3.6 million square miles, it stretches from the Atlantic Ocean in the west and Red Sea in the east. North to the south, it extended from Mediterranean to the Sahel region of Africa. Within its borders are mountains, plains, oases, and dunes taller than skyscrapers. The Sahara is a world of extremes. While the Sahara is famous for sands and dunes, only about 25% of it is covered by sand. Most of it is made of gravel, plains, rocky plateaus, and mountains. Some of these dunes, like those in Algeria, can raise more than 500 feet high. Other areas are barren rock formations shaped by centuries of wind erosion. The desert is a patchwork of landscapes. The Sahara mountain ranges include the Ahaggar Mountains in Algeria and the Tibesti Mountains in Chad. These ranges rise dramatically from desert floor. They are home to some of the highest peaks in the Sahara, including Mount Emi Kosi at over 11,000 feet. Volcanic in origin, these ranges and rugged beauty to the desert. They remind us that the Sahara is geologically alive. Scattered across Sahara are life-giving oases. These are fertile areas where underground water reaches the surface. Oasis has sustained human life in the desert for thousands of years. Palm trees, crops, and small villages thrive in these green patches. They are the jewels of the desert. Seasonal rivers called wadis also shape the Sahara. These dry river beds flooding rare rains, bringing sudden bursts of life. Though temporary, they are crucial for plants and animals. Some wadis carry traces of ancient rivers that once flowed here. The Sahara's history is written in its dry channels. The climate of Sahara is among the harshest on Earth. Daytime temperature can soar above 120 degrees Fahrenheit, while nights are surprisingly cold. Rainfall is scarce, sometimes absent for years. Wind sweeps across the desert, shaping dunes and carrying dust as far as the Amazon. The Sahara is a desert of extremes. Thousands of years ago, the Sahara was not a desert at all. It was a green land with lakes, rivers, and grasslands. Ancient rock art shows giraffe, elephant, and hippos thriving here. The green Sahara supported human life and migration. Climate shifts slowly transform into the desert we know today. The Sahara has been home to human civilizations for millennia. Nomadic tribes develop ways to survive its harshness. They herd camels, goats, and sheep moving between oases. Their knowledge of the land was passed down through generations. The Sahara has always been a place of resilience. Ancient Egypt's connection to the Sahara was significant. The desert served as both a barrier and trade route. Caravans carried gold, ivory, and salt across its expanse. Oases linked distant cultures, turning Sahara into a crossroads of civilizations. Its sand holds the echoes of empire, or echoes of empires. The Trans-Sahara trade routes were vital in history. Caravans of thousands of camels carried salt from the desert to West Africa. In return, gold, slaves, and other goods moved north. These routes link Timbuktu, Cairo, and Marrakesh. The Sahara was the highway of medieval Africa. The camel was the key to this trade, known as the Ship of Desert. Camel could travel long distance without water. Their ability to endure heat and carry heavy loads revolutionized travel. Without camels, trans-Saharan trade would have been impossible. They remain icons of desert life. The Tuareg people are among the Sahara's most famous inhabitants, known as the Blue People for their indigo robes. They are nomadic herders and traders. Their culture is deeply tied to desert. They navigate its vastness with ease and tradition. The Tuareg embody the spirit of Sahara survival. The Berbers, another indigenous group, have lived in the North Africa for centuries. They inhabit the Sahara's northern fingers and speak Tamazight languages. The tradition blend farming, herding, and trading. Berbec music, craft, and festivals embrace Sahara culture. They are the guardians of ancient knowledge. Arab also play a central role in Sahara's life. They arrived centuries ago, brought Islam to a new trade networks. Arabic became a unifying language across desert communities. Mosques and caravans rose along trade routes. Faith and commerce intertwine in the desert. Life in the Sahara is centered around community. Families often move together, herding animals and sharing resources. Villages form around oases, with palm groves providing shade and livelihood. Hospitality is a cherished value in desert cultures. Survival depends on cooperation. Music and poetry thrive in Sahara societies. The Tuareg, for example, sing of love, war, and desert life. Instruments like the tinde, drum, and imzad, fiddle, accompany these songs. Storytelling keeps history alive in oral traditions. Cultures survive even where life is harsh. Despite its harshness, the Sahara supports life. Plants like acacia trees and date palms grow near oases. Grasses and shrubs adapt to minimal water. These roots reach deep underground for survival. Every plant is a lesson of resilience. Animals also call the Sahara home. Four-necked foxes with their large ears and adapted to release heat. Adult antelopes can go without water for long periods. Reptiles like lizards and snakes thrive in the hot sands. Life here has evolved to endure extremes. Birds migrate across the Sahara each year. Species like storks and swallows stop at oases to rest. Raptors soar above dunes, hunting small mammals. Some birds even cross the entire desert in one flight. The Sahara is a part of a global migration highway. Insects also play a role in Sahara ecosystems. Beetles, ants, and locusts adapt to the heat and dryness. Swarms of locusts can sometimes devastate vegetation. Yet these insects are also food of the birds and reptiles. Even the smallest creatures are part of desert balance. Marine fossils found in Sahara reveal the ancient past. When it was sea, fish and shellfish thrived here. Fossils of crocodiles and whales have been uncovered in the sands. These discoveries remind us that Sahara's dramatic transformations. The desert was once an ocean. Today in Sahara is a home of millions of people across its 11 countries. Cities like Timbuktu, Agadez, and Nouakchott stand as a cultural hubs. These cities mix ancient traditions with modern influence. Trade, tourism, and craft sustains many residents. Sahara is not empty, it's alive. Tourism plays a growing role in Sahara's economy. Visitors come from camel treks, sandboarding, and stargazing. Ancient cities like Timbuktu attract history enthusiasts. Festivals showcase Tuareg music and desert culture. Tourism offers opportunities, but also challenges. The Sahara's resources are valuable. Oil, gas, and minerals are mined in several countries. These industries bring wealth but also environmental impact. Balancing extraction with preservation is a challenge. The desert treasures are both natural and industrial. Solar energy projects are rising in Sahara. It is endless. SunMake is an ideal location for renewable energy. Massive solar farms are being developed in Morocco and other countries. These projects could power not just Africa but Europe as well. The Sahara may hold the key to the future sustainability. Conflict and instability also affect the Sahara. Smuggling migration and extremist groups complicate life in the desert. Governments struggle to maintain security across vast, empty space, yet communities continue to endure and adapt. The Sahara is a stage for both promise and peril. Did you know that Sahara once had lakes the size of small seas? Lake Megachad, thousands of years ago, was larger than modern-day Caspian Sea. Its remnants still exist as Lake Chad. These ancient waters nourished early civilizations. The Sahara's past was greener than its present. The desert and can travel thousands of miles. Dust from the Sahara fertilized Amazon rainforest. This strange connection ties Africa and South America. Every storm carries nutrients across the Atlantic. The Sahara's reach is a global. The Sahara is one of the best places for stargazing. With almost no light pollution, its skies are breathtaking. The Milky Way appears in dazzling clarity. Nomads and travelers have long used the stars for navigation. The desert sky is celestial wonder. Some dunes in Sahara sing when they grain side. They create a low humming sound. This phenomenon is called booming dunes. The sound can be heard from a distance like the desert on music. Science and mystery blend in these dunes. The Sahara has inspired countless films and novels. From Lawrence of Arabia to English Patient, its vastness captures imagination. Writers describe it both beautiful and deadly. Artist paints its dune in gold and red. The Sahara's muse for creativity. The Sahara Desert is more than sand. It's history, culture, survival, and transformation. For ancient river to modern solar farms, it tells the story of human and natural adaptation. Its beauty is stark yet profound. The Sahara is timeless. Life in the Sahara teaches lessons of resilience. Plants, animals, and people endure unimaginable challenges. Communities thrive where outsiders might see only emptiness. The desert's lesson extends to all of us. Survival depends on knowledge and cooperation. The Sahara also reminds us of change. It was once green and it may shift again. Climate and geography are never fixed. The desert is a living record of Earth transformations. Its story is one of the impermanence and endurance. Global connections make the Sahara important beyond Africa. It thus fuels rainforests, the sun powers cities, and its culture enriches the world. Protecting its people and ecosystem is vital. The Saharas belong to humanity as much as to Africa. It's a part of our shared heritage. For travelers, the Saharas offers both adventure and reflection. To walk its dunes is feel like under the vast skies. To hear its silence is understand peace. The desert strips life down to essentials. Its emptiness, we find meaning. The Sahara's future will be shaped by choices. Will its resources be used sustainably? Will its structures be preserved? Will climate change expand its boundaries? The answer will affect millions. The Sahara's story continues to unfold. Despite challenges, the Sahara endures its dunes shift but remain eternal. Its people adapt by their traditions. Its skies still blaze with its stars. The desert spirit cannot be erased. Thank you for joining me. I'm Daniel Lucas on this journey through the Sahara Desert, from dunes to oasis, from Tuareg culture to solar power. We've seen its many faces. The Sahara is the land of extremes, yet also hope. And I hope this episode has deepened your appreciation for its wonders. Until next time, keep exploring with Geography 101. More to come, people. See you soon.